I forgot to record, so we're going to start all over. This call is being recorded in its entirety in conjunction with Executive Order 7B, the state of Connecticut. Excuse me. Calling the hearing to order. Opening the hearing at 9:07, Saturday, April 4th, 2020. This public hearing is to hear the application of Black Point Zoning Board of Appeals Case 1-2020, application of Lorena Considine, request for a variance of setback requirements at 47 Indianola Road, Niantic, Connecticut. Said parcel appears on the East Line Assessor's Map 05.10, Lot 67. In accordance with the notice requirements, this public hearing was actually noticed in the New London Day on March 25th. Sorry, I have to look at the calendar. It was noticed in the New London Day on March 23rd, and I believe March 30th was noticed in the New London Day. And the abutters within 50 feet of the property, as pulled from the East Line GIS assessor's map, were notified by mail. And those individuals are Mark Connors at 50 Indianola, Elizabeth O'Brien at 44 Indianola, Maureen Fox at 43 Indianola, Violet and Linda Blue at 49 Indianola, Elizabeth Horton at 52 Niantic, Nicole Collins at 48 Niantic, Leslie Dougherty at 42 Niantic, and Peter Shucker has two properties here at 48 and 46 Indianola. And those were all noticed, and I know I got response from people, so I know those letters went out successfully. Thank you. At this time, we do have all five regular members of the Zoning Board of Appeals are on this call. Those members are myself, Colleen Chapin is the chair of the ZBA, Paul Pendergast, Arlene Garrow, Sally Cheney, and Joyce Woges are all regular members. That's a seating of five people, and we will hold the meeting thusly. There are also two alternates that are on this call. That would be Marion Nepton and Kim Craven. As alternates, they can participate in any discussion, but will not have a vote in these proceedings. That being said, I'm going to take off of mute the members of the ZBA for a moment just to go through a recusal check. Kim, Joyce, I believe all the ZBA members have been unmuted. So I will ask now, is there anybody from the ZBA that feels that they have an interest in this application that would require them to be recused from these proceedings? You can say no.
No.
Okay. So hearing none except one no, I will take it that there are no requirements for recusal at this time. What I'm going to do now is everybody should be muted. Everybody is now muted, and I'm going to have the applicant, I'm going to unmute Lorena Considine, and at this point, I would ask Lorena if you could please present your request and tell us what you're seeking and what your hardship is for seeking this variance.
Hi, this is Steve Considine. I'm with Galerina Considine here. I'll be reading our opening statement in regards to our request. What we are is we are looking to extend our front porch area from the existing 5 feet out an additional 3 to 4 feet. We are hoping to extend our front porch and relocate the stairs, as was indicated on a drawing submitted, to allow for potential future ADA admission to the front of the house for my wife, who has, over the years, suffered disabilities as it relates to her leg, as it relates to her hip. And obviously, we are remodeling the house as well to make it single level so she has access to and can make it more of a year-round home there for us. And that's the objective. We're looking to essentially just make the front porch a little bit bigger, so if in fact she was limited to a wheelchair in the future, she could get out in the front of the house and talk with people, et cetera, et cetera. That's basically what it boils down to.
Okay. Thank you for that information. I'm going to mute you back. And at this time, I am going to read, I've got two letters regarding this application, which I will now read into the record. And we'll start with the first letter from Brendan Fox. To whom it may concern, I write on behalf of the Brendan M. Fox Trust, dated March 25, 1993, as amended, the trust, and Brendan M. Fox Sr., the current trustee of the trust. Although the notice of the public hearing relative to the above referenced case was mailed to Maureen Fox on or about March 19, 2020, the property located at 43 Indianola Road, the property, is no longer owned by Maureen Fox or any trust created in her name. On February 4th, 2020, the property was transferred from the Maureen Dunn Fox Trust to the Brendan M. Fox Trust, and this conveyance deed is recorded in the East Lyme Land Records at volume 1025, page 309. Therefore, the trust is the proper party and interest in this matter and has the proper standing to provide comment on the application before the Black Point Zoning Board of Appeals, BPZBA. The application to the BPZBA, filed by Galerina Considine, dated January 27, 2020, the application seeks relief from the zoning regulations, specifically setback requirements, in order to extend by a maximum of 3 or 4 feet the front porch located at 47 Indianola Road, which is the property immediately adjacent to the property owned by the trust. The trust and Brendan Fox Sr. have no objection to this precise relief being granted, subject to the conditions discussed below. The application contains a very unusual reference to future development at 47 Indianola Road. Specifically, the application notes potential future 24-foot by 24-foot detached garage and master bathroom addition built in the rear portion of lots 688 and 689, as indicated on layout drawing. Future driveway is to be located on the right side of the existing dwelling. I do not understand why this reference is contained in the application. For the record, any driveway located to the right side of the existing dwelling will be extremely close to, if not on, the property boundary line between the applicant's property and the property located at 43 Indianola Road. It does not appear, although it is not certain, that the application is seeking any form of relief from zoning regulations for this future development of a garage and driveway. If indeed that is the case, I request that the application be amended to remove any and all references to this potential future development. An application to the BPZBA is reserved specifically for the relief that is requested, as well as the description of the exceptional difficulty or unusual hardship on which such request is based. I do not see how this reference to potential future development supports the alleged exceptional difficulty or unusual hardship that may warrant the relief requested. If this reference to future development remains in the application, and this future development is not the subject of the application, this will be the source of confusion in the future if and when relief from the zoning regulations is sought for any such future development. By amending the application to remove any reference to this future development, the possibility of such confusion is eliminated. If the application is not amended to remove the reference to potential future development, on behalf of the trust, I object to the application for reasons stated above. In addition, the trust and any successor in interest reserves any and all rights that it may have to protect its interests, including but not limited to objecting to any future application made to the Black Point ZBA by the property owner regarding any future development on the property. If I am incorrect, and the potential future development is indeed the subject of this application on behalf of the trust, I hereby object to any relief being granted for this future development. Adequate site plans, renderings, and engineering studies, among other things, if they have been completed, have not been provided to any party in interest in order to allow them to make an informed decision regarding any relief requested for this future development and its potential impact on neighboring properties. Thank you for your attention to this important matter. Brendan M. Fox, Jr. So that is the first submission. The second submission comes from Barbara Johnston, 35 Seacrest. I would appreciate you read my 6 points I sent on the April 1st, 2020, read into the record along with my current comments. I would also like to read in addition to my remarks we presented on the April 4th, 2020 public hearing. Let me just point out that there was a special meeting of the ZBA on April 1st, and that was, it was a public meeting. There was no comments from the public happened during that meeting. So I will read what Barb Johnston has added here. Currently, the Executive Order 7I is in place, so I am requesting that this application should be delayed per Attorney Fox Jr. letter. Site plan is showing future buildings and without a CEO complete report. I believe this application has not shown why the Black Point Beach Club CEO has denied it. If the CEO denied approved as posted this application, then reasonable answer should be given for the site plan and emergency before approval is given. I've taken a ride, and in view, it seems construction may have been stopped. Names on presented posted application are not complete with the actual owner names per the East Lyme town record. And in view of the attorney letter, I believe this could be called gaming the system at a time of emergency for the state of Connecticut. So those are the comments that have been received. They've been read into the record. You've all heard them. Now, at this time, what I'm going to do is put this conference call system in what is called a Q&A mode. And this will provide the opportunity for any member of the public to basically raise your hand by hitting *6 on your phone, and then I will be able to call on you, and you can provide any comments directly on the application in support, against, neutral, anything like that. So I'm just going to move that to Q&A now, and you'll hear some commentary on your phone. So anybody in the public, and I'm going to hold off for the ZBA people to be asking their questions until we hear all the comments from the public. Anybody from the public, this can be the applicant if you'd like to respond to anything. Mr. Fox, I believe, is on the call, and he can clarify anything if necessary on his letter. And we'll go from there. So it's *6, and you basically are raising your hand. Mr. Fox has chimed in, so I'm going to unmute him and allow him to talk. I think you're good to go, Mr. Fox.
I am. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to provide the comment. Thank you for reading the letter into the record. The letter speaks for itself. The purpose of my comment is to provide some clarity. If I understood the letter submitted by Mrs. Johnson, if I recall the name correctly, she suggested that my letter requested that the matter be tabled and postponed. Again, if I understood it correctly, that is not the case. Just to reiterate, the trust has no objection to the requested relief. The concern we have is the references to future development, and I think it's best that the application be amended to remove that reference. And if that is the case, then we have no objection whatsoever to the application being acted upon by the Zoning Board of Appeals today. That's my comment.
Thank you very much. I believe Ms. Johnson was concerned. I'm going to go ahead and mute you for a moment here. Just to provide a little bit of background, obviously there's a lot of things going on in the world that is completely out of our control. The state of Connecticut, through the governor, Governor Lamont's office, has issued a number of executive orders throughout this time that's trying to deal with a lot of things, one of which is how do we keep the lights on in municipal operations. And to that end, there was an Executive Order 7B that allows for these public hearings during this period to actually be done virtually like this, either by a recorded teleconference or a recorded video conference, as opposed to us unfortunately gathering in one room and being a little too close for comfort these days. After I had put out the notice for this meeting, the governor came out with another executive order, 7I, which provided an extension window of 90 days for any of these sorts of municipal processes and public hearings, just in many ways kind of relieving the timeline pressure, extending things out a little bit. There was a special meeting on Wednesday night where the ZBA determined that since all the notices had already gone out prior to Executive Order 7I, it would not be appropriate and there was not enough time to kind of roll that back. So we determined it was appropriate to continue forward to have this hearing today. Ms. Johnson feels that that is not an appropriate decision, and that since this application is not an emergency, there is no reason to have it now, and that we should push it out 90 days. The board met and had a counter determination. So that's what she's getting at in those comments, and that's why she feels that this hearing should not really be happening right now. So that's a little bit of background context there, and I also did not understand how she's tying that into the letter, but doesn't appear she's on the call now to help clarify that. Anyway, that's the background. If there's anybody has any other questions from the public or statements in support or against this application, please do *6 on your phone. All right. Okay, I've unmuted the Considines.
Hi. Go ahead. In regards to the potential future projects that I had put on the application, I just wanted to at least have full disclosure to everyone as to what I was thinking of doing down the road, to be honest with you. Is the garage in the plans? Have I bought it? No. Has, you know, any of that been arranged at this point? No. In regards to the driveway to the right side of the house, is that being moved forward? No. Would that be brought up at a later date? Yes. If I were to proceed with that. Obviously, the funds, it all equated to money, obviously. We can only do so much at certain times. So in regards to, we've had a very good relationship with the neighbor, you know, Brendan is Brendan's father, and I just didn't want them to not know the potential, what my thought process was. Would I not, in the event that this does, that would be in the future, and it would have to be brought to everybody's attention when I move on that direction. I understand that.
This is just for the...
Right. This is just for the front porch at this time. You know, I just wanted everybody to have... You know, I was making a drawing. We were talking about it. I just wanted everybody to understand what we are, our future intentions were.
Not that they're necessarily...
Not that they're necessarily going to happen.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you estimate projects, the reality is, once you finally get the numbers in, it's like, uh-oh. So for Brendan, it would, we would be discussing that at a later date, because obviously if I were to do something on that side of things, there would have to be measures that would have to be brought in regards to drainage, retainage, leveling, engineering, et cetera. So, you know.
Okay, thank you. So it sounds like the focus of the application then will just be on the front porch, and everything else is out of scope for today's hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's a follow-up question here. Mr. Fox, go ahead.
No question. No question. I just wanted to thank Steve and Lorena for those comments. I appreciate the clarification. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to mute you all, and I'll just pause for a moment. If there's anybody else from the public that has a question or comment on this application, please feel free to star 6 your phone, and I will acknowledge you. And now I will say, anybody from the Zoning Board of Appeals, this is our window to ask any questions, so likewise, please star 6 your phone and we'll get the questions from the ZBA rolling. Is there nothing from anybody on the ZBA? We got Arlene.
Yes, Arlene Garrow. Are we going to then amend the application? Or are we just going to go by what they're stating, that they're only just going through the porch? Are we actually going to put an amendment in?
I think the proper way is we will create the motion and limit the scope of the of the variance request within that context of that motion, and that is the element that then goes into the, if it were approved, it will go into the formal letter that gets registered with the deed, and it will be restricted to that one component. Does that work?
Yep. Yes. The next question I have is, we're looking at this as a porch. If I read this map correctly, there's an existing carport, and that porch is going to go in front of that carport. At this time, are they enclosing the carport?
Okay, I have unmuted the Considine, so you can kind of react to that question.
Yes, the carport was never large enough to put a car in, to be honest with you. So yes, it is being enclosed. So more of a open floor plan. Also gave us the opportunity to put a washer dryer in upstairs, to open up the area so it was more free access to the whole living space, kitchen, et cetera. So yes.
So if I understand,
yes.
Go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
I'll be honest with you. We're also new windows. New siding, you know, dress it up. It was built in 1972, and age has taken its time, and it was in need of it. So essentially, that's the project per se. Is almost everything that's happening on the house per se is more of the enclosure of the carport area, and the rest of it's interior, floors, etc. Bathroom.
Okay. So this leads me to my question, Colleen. If he's enclosing it, that would mean there's a 13-foot setback, so he's actually looking for a variance to enclose that area, as there's only 13 feet between the property line and this enclosure.
The zoning regulations allow for, if something is pre-existing with a roof over it, it can be enclosed.
Okay, and that clarifies.
And I'm scanning really quickly for exactly where that is in the regulations, enclosed. And Jim Ventris, the coverage of any roof constructed above a landing shall not exceed, okay, nope, that's not it. Any open portion of a non-conforming dwelling having a roof and existing as of February 5th, 1991 may be enclosed so as to form a portion of the interior of the dwelling. That is Section 7, Non-Conforming Uses, Buildings and Lots, item number 10. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. And now we have Joyce is on deck to ask a question.
Oh, me?
Yes.
This is Joyce. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have a further question based on your answer to Arlene's question. This is Joyce. I was trying to find that in the regulations. If you could give me the page, I'd be happy.
It is page 20 of the PDF file. It is section 7, non-conforming uses, buildings and lots, and it's item number 10.
Okay, because why would this be considered a non-conforming dwelling?
Because it's already
initially
in the setback. But the dwelling is already in the setback, so the dwelling is already at 13 feet on that south side.
But the
or east side. Sorry.
But if being into the setback, it had a roof over it, but I'm certain that it was level with the driveway at the time.
It is. It is contiguous. It's in plane. There's like this little carport.
Right.
And they're just filling that carport in.
I know, but that would not make that particular area non-conforming in my mind. I may be wrong, but I just was wondering whether a variance had been issued for enclosure because the carport existed. There was no non-conforming use of the dwelling or the carport because a carport is a carport.
Well, this morning, rather than me kind of guess, this morning we have Jim Ventris, the CEO, is on this call. So, Jim, I'd ask you to *6 so I can unmute you and you can clarify this particular point for us. Where are you? There he is. Unmute. Go ahead. Unmute. There we go.
Are we good?
We're good. Jim, take it away.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. To start off, the house was originally built, the foundation, 20 feet from the road. So 22 feet from the road. That is the original survey put together in 76. The roof line for the house was at 20 feet. It was at 2 feet difference. The carport actually is all of that activity underneath the roof line where the carport is conforming. What is non-conforming is the existing porch that sticks out into the towards the street. So the existing porch, and I don't know what they were thinking about in 76 or 72 when they built it, maybe zoning didn't cover porches, decks, or anything because it's so high it would require something to be built in the front to get down to the ground. So the house and the carport are conforming. They could fill that carport in. It'd still be conforming. What they're asking for is to extend their porch towards the street, and they're demonstrating that they're requesting it to be 13 feet where 20 is required.
And that's 13 feet at the front?
Correct.
Joyce or Arlene, do you have any more questions on that? Want, need any more clarification on that?
No, thank you.
Just one more question, if I may. Joyce.
Go for it.
Was there a variance granted for the existing three-quarter bath at the back of the house? Because that's also 13 feet. Was there a variance granted for that?
There hasn't been a variance, but this is a pre-existing. This was as constructed back when the house was constructed. So the carport doesn't extend full depth of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It only extends to a little.
Right. I can see that. I can see where the new porch is coming in. But I just wondered why the 13 feet, but it's probably the date of construction more than anything.
Right. And again, that date of construction is 1976 or thereabouts. So I know I wasn't doing this then, so I'm not exactly sure. I do know at some point the side lot variances or side lot setbacks were anywhere from 5 to 10 feet as our zoning regulations have evolved over the years. So I would imagine that this went in under those constraints, and that's why it's at 13 feet.
Right. Right. I agree.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Sally and Paul, do you have any questions on this? You would star 6 if you do. Okay, I've got nothing. I just want to make sure I'm keeping up. Oops, I'm sorry. Mr. Fox, did you have a question? You're in my queue, and I didn't want to overlook you.
No, can you hear me?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I don't have a question.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't overlook you. Okay, we're going to unmute Sally right now.
Right. Am I there? Can you hear me?
You are here.
Okay. I don't think I have any questions. Yeah. No, I don't. It appears that what they want to do is come out along the side of the steps. They're still going to leave the steps where they are. Is that what I'm seeing in this picture?
Mm-hmm. Considine, do you want to clarify that?
The existing steps are getting shifted. If you're looking at the front of the house toward the Fox's home from the street, the steps are getting relocated to the right. And essentially, because the doorway is getting shifted over to the right. So, but they are extending out just as far. It's just shifting them over to the right.
Okay. Thank you.
Only one set of stairs. If you look at the drawing, you'll see the existing steps are in red, as well as the existing small section of porch, which is getting removed. Everything's just getting removed there, but shifted over to the right. And the front porch would get extended out to the, as far as the existing steps go now. So I'm going to be going into, I'm extending that 13 feet within that 13-foot range that the existing steps reside now.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Kim, you're unmuted and you have a question. Kim Craven, you have a question. I've unmuted you. Are you there? Maybe your phone's on mute now. You're unmuted in the conference call. Yeah, it seems like you might be still muted on your own phone. So you are unmuted on the call. Paul, I saw you pop in with a question, but then come back out. I don't know if you do have a question. Okay, I will ask. I'll ask a couple questions. Again, if your question comes up, star six, and we'll deal with it. I just have a couple questions that I'm obligated to ask here. The first is, there are two owners of this house. So it's Mrs. Constantine and That's what it says on the current record. So that's why I just want to make sure that the owners are in fact represented.
Hi, Colleen. It's Gloria. No, my sister and I, Gemma Dowd is my sister, and my sister and I had a closing in New London on October 30th, and everything, the deed is in my name alone.
Okay.
And they were supposed to put it in and bring it to the town and all that. So the deed, which is a copy of the deed.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, sometimes these things get delayed. The last time we had a hearing, there was a delay in getting all the paperwork done in the town hall. Obviously, from Mr. Fox's letter, there's been a recent change in the definitive ownership of that property. So especially now, I'm kind of limited in where I can get some of these documents. So thank you for sorting through that. The other question I would have is, I respect greatly mobility challenges, and to the extent that this is partially addressing accessibility for one's house, I'm curious about the continued use of stairs instead of a ramp, and I'm wondering how that really works here.
Are you asking about my conditions? Is that what you mean?
No, not asking about your condition, but I'm curious about right now you're asking for stairs.
Right.
And when I see stairs and accessibility, there's a little bit of a disconnect for me.
Okay,
so,
basically what it is. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there a ramp involved in this process at all?
No.
Not at this time, no.
No.
But the stairs, this is Steve. That's the name. The stairs are one of the reasons that we are shifting and moving the stairs to the right. So if, in fact, in the future, a ramp is needed, and we wanted to put the ramp in the front of the house, I would need a sufficient length, and I would need sufficient space to permit, you know, so you can have it the proper length, the proper slope, et cetera, in the front of the house. So that would essentially, the ramp would then go basically where the existing porch is being demoed and extend a little bit further, obviously, because of the slope required. And at that time, if we were to do something like that, it would have to be brought to the attention of the board and everybody as well, as we're aware of.
But no, at this time,
I'm not doing a ramp right now.
We don't even want to go that way.
All right. Just wanted to clarify that. Okay, so last call for any questions, comments from the public or the board. Please *6 your phone so I can recognize you.
Colleen, can you hear me?
Yes. Arlene, go ahead.
Yes. In the application, it's kind of vague. It says 3 to 4 feet. You know, they're saying that they want to come out to where the existing stairs are now. So why are we saying 3 or 4 feet? If we approve 4 and they only at 3, I grasp that concept. But is it just so that they have a leeway here? And then my other question is, what is the hardship?
Okay, Considine, I throw that question to you.
Okay, well, my husband can address the amount for the 3 to 4 feet.
Essentially, the existing porch is approximately 5 feet, and then the stairs extend, well, as you see the number of stairs on the drawing. And depending upon where the town required that when we did the front porch, obviously we had to go in front of the town and everything like that on that side of things with the building department. And the lot has some large boulders underneath. That's one of the areas that were addressed when they built the house. And if we have, when we put a existing pillar to support the new porch, if we hit a rock, we want a little bit of flexibility, and just let you know that it's only going to go out as far as the existing stairwell is now.
Period.
I don't want any more. I don't want to pay for any more. If it's a foot less, then it's a foot less. It would only be 3 feet then. If it goes out to exactly the end of the stairs, or not quite as far as the end of the stairs, it would be 4 feet. And that's for aesthetic purposes as well.
Okay, so but the stairs are going to extend a little bit further than the porch itself, if I'm reading this correctly.
It would be the bottom stair would be probably a slightly further out than the porch as far as the existing stairs go now. You know, that isn't going to change. From the street, the distance to the first stair is going to be the same.
So, Colleen, this leads me to my question before we get into the hardship. If we approve this to comply with the stairs, are we also then saying that if in the future somebody wants to come in and knock that porch down, if we grant it out 4 feet as opposed to 3, that they can extend that porch another foot into the non-conforming area?
That's a really good question. Because new front entry and porch. I don't know.
Okay.
This porch, can you all tell us about this porch? Is this an enclosed porch? Is this an open porch as it exists now?
It's an existing open porch.
Okay. And you're essentially shifting to the right, that whole step and porch apparatus, as well as making the front porch deeper.
Making the front porch deeper toward the street and moving the stairs. Well, they're going to need stairs, obviously.
Yeah. Right.
Over but, there. And it's demoed, as it states, you know, demo existing overhang, porch up the relocated stairs.
So the porch will remain open. It won't be an enclosed part of the
the
house.
The porch is going to remain open. The overhang is going to remain the same. You can't, and Jim pointed this out to us, I can't extend, you know, the overhang, you know, to make it, we'll put a roof over it. And that would, that to answer the young lady's question, if I were to apply for a variance to extend the roof, then it would be an enclosed thing, part of the house, and it would play into the same porch thing, which we're not going to do. The overhang is going to remain the same, which is only a 2-foot overhang.
Okay, all right, so part of the porch will, so the porch will be remain open, it's not part of the enclosed dwelling. And the
correct.
Overhang will basically not be extending over the entire porch.
No.
And as currently, as the zoning regulations are currently written, this is all happening after 1991. So it would not be grandfathered in to be allowed to be enclosed as part of the house to address your concern, Arlene. Of course, the zoning commission could obviously changing, but as currently written, this could not be rolled into the house and enclosed.
Does that enclose that. That's correct.
Right. Does that answer your question at all, Arlene?
Yes, it does. So in other words, yes, I just want to make sure I understand that correctly. So if down the road that porch wants to be extended, if we give this variance to 4 feet, and say right now it's just 3 feet, if we were to grant this variance for the 4, does that automatically mean that they could extend it out without having to come before the ZBA again?
No, they'd be limited in their footprint extension. If they wanted to extend that, it would be a pre-existing non-conforming and then have to come back and increase their non-conformity as a variance request, as the regulations are currently written.
Okay.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Marion, you're next with a question. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I'm a little bit confused. Maybe it's a matter of semantics. We keep referring to this as a porch. In my mind, it would be a deck. So I don't know if there's some clarification on those terms.
Marion, can you, while I'm looking in our definitions, can you talk about why the difference between a deck and a porch jumps out at you?
I think it's more the size. When I'm looking at the schematics, I think to me a deck is bigger than a porch. So maybe it's just the dimensions that are what's kind of like jumping out at me.
Okay, from our regulations as currently written, a deck is defined as an outdoor raised structure above ground level, not enclosed by any roof or walls, but which may be enclosed by a low railing not exceeding 42 inches. So to the extent that the existing roof is not going to come any further forward, by definition, this is a deck. It's a semantic thing. We're calling it a porch. There is no defined porch in the current zoning regulations.
Okay, thank you.
Paul's got a question. Go ahead.
No, I challenge on technology. I only worked for IBM for 30 years, and I still can't work my cell phone here.
But when I go to unmute, I lose the audio from the audience. So it wasn't so much a question as you were asking me a while ago, did I have any comments? My only comment was to say I'm having a challenge with the technology. But I'm fine with the discussion as I've heard it. Okay?
Okay, so right now, maybe you don't have to mute your phone. I can mute it from here. And maybe that's okay. A better way so that we'll be consistent so that you have the proper opportunity.
Yeah, when you asked if Kim or I had a question, maybe we were both trying to dial in at the same time because of the way it was handled, so maybe we were jumping all over each other. But nevertheless, I do not have any comments or questions at the moment. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you. Anybody else? I don't see any other questions. I don't know, Kim, I don't know if you're trying to say anything. You're not muted on the system, so.
Are you talking to me? It's Kim.
Okay, did you have something to add, a comment or a question on this?
I do. If it's a porch, does that mean there's a roof over it and it's enclosed? There's sides or?
Again, our zoning regulations do not define a porch. Our zoning regulations do define a deck, which says it is not enclosed by any walls. It does not have a roof. To the extent that the roof line is not changing in this case, and the request is for this structure to be extended, it is more of a deck than it is a porch. Kind of a semantic thing because since there's nothing really, we don't treat them any differently. They're just all structures. It's a structure, and the request is for a structure to go into the setback.
Okay. Can I ask another question? If the carport is there, and it appears they've been parking in front of the carport, and now the porch will be there, and there's only 13 feet from the porch to the road, where are they parking? Are they blocking other views? Are they going to be really close to the road?
Hi, this is Glorina. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Basically, we can't park any car, even my little Infiniti, on that carport and never have been able to because it's not wide enough to open a door. So it's always just been an open space. We've always parked right in the front of the house. And so basically where we would park is where we park now on our front lawn. And we always have because that's where we can park. No, we will not be parking on the street. Does that answer your question, Hun?
It's Kim again. I guess if you're extending this porch out, now you have 13 feet. So you don't have as much room to park, even though you didn't park in the carport, but now you have a porch that's extending out further.
No, actually what we're going to have, I think, is what we're going to call now a deck. It will not be enclosed. It will just have railing. Will not have an overhead roof. Our stairs are still to the front of the house. So we can, where they are existing now, we are not going past that point. So even when we park cars there now, we still don't go past the stairs. And in front of the, and the front of the house, there's feet of flower beds. So we don't go up there anyways. So basically our cars would still be parked at the base of the existing stairs. Those existing stairs will just be moved more to the right of the house, you know, like in the front, but just so that, because that's where we're moving the front door. So we'll still be parking in exactly the same places, and we won't be on the street. And okay?
The porch is being extended out where there are existing flower beds right now.
Going over the flower beds.
And we never drove on the flower beds. Or I was told I wasn't supposed to drive.
He's not supposed to weed whack him either.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. My other question is did you mention that this was going to be one story, but the washer and dryer were going to be upstairs, but yet it shows a washer and dryer on the first floor?
Yes. So our washer and dryer is going to be upstairs, yes. On the one floor. We are one floor, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Any final questions, comments? Once we close the public hearing, we'll just be deliberating within the ZBA itself, and the public can still be listening to us doing that, of course, but this will be our final chance to ask any questions directly to the applicant. So I just want to make sure anybody, star six your phone, speak up, going once, going twice. Okay, at this point, I would like to close the public hearing. Do we need a motion to close the public hearing? If so, I am making that motion to close the public hearing. Do I have a second?
This is Paul, seconded.
Okay. All the ZBA... any opposition? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, thank you. Okay, we are now closing the public hearing at 10:03 a.m. At this point, let me see how I'm going to do this. Just bear with me for a minute. At this point, I'm going to open a meeting of the ZBA, and everybody is currently on mute, and I'm going to try to selectively unmute. Let's see, Paul's unmuted. Trying to selectively unmute all of the board members. Mary Ann, Kim is Joyce, and I don't know who Dorothy is. Okay, I believe Paul, Sally, Arlene, Mary Ann, Joyce, and Kim. Okay, all of the board members are unmuted. I believe the rest of the public remains muted. So we have opened the public meeting to discuss this application before us. Anybody want to say anything, discuss anything particular about this?
This is Sally. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Sally.
A lot of the discussion we've had so far has been about the side thing, the carport, et cetera, et cetera, and not quite as much about the porch itself, which is what we're ultimately going to vote on. We never did answer the question as to what was the hardship. In order to add 3 or 4, however we define that, feet to the front, outside of what is considered legal, then the question is, there has to be a hardship that we accept along the way. From the write-up, all I understand is that it would be nice for the occupants, especially in years to come, to be able to sit out on the front porch. That makes sense, I guess. But I don't know whether we're considering that a full hardship. And then my other question is the little bit about the stairs jutting out. Couldn't the stairs just go sideways, come down and head across into the yard a bit, and then they wouldn't jut out anymore? That's probably a matter of another foot. I don't really know. But all right, those are the things that I'm still puzzled about. All right, I'm done.
Okay. Anybody else have a... any comments about this?
Colleen, it's Arlene.
Yes, Arlene.
I agree with Sally. I did ask the question as to what is the hardship, and it was not answered.
My understanding is the hardship is related to accessibility, and by reconfiguring the interior of the house to increase accessibility concerns has required shifting this complex over, which will allow ultimately for a ramp consideration, and it provides more outdoor sitting space in the front.
Which a ramp is still going to require another permit?
Not necessarily.
Yes, because the houses are already within, 22 feet from the road, so they only have 2 feet. So unless they're going to make a ramp 2 feet, we've already established where the house line is.
Right.
Actually, in the zoning regulations, the ZEO has the authority to issue a temporary permit for a handicap access ramp, providing there's no roof over it. So there's already that ability in our current regulations to provide for a ramp. It's not necessarily limited by any setback requirement.
Colleen,
go ahead.
This is Paul. Just a question: when you say temporary permit, does that imply that the ramp would also be temporary, and therefore could be used for an unspecified period of time?
Yes.
Jim Ventris, I think you are. Oops, let me unmute you. I'm trying to unmute you. How do I do that? Jim, can you *6 to try and unmute yourself? Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
We good? All right. So let's clarify two things. One, a handicap ramp is permissible. I can sign it off, and it is indefinite. So that was a regulation that was put in a decade or so ago to allow these sort of situations. So it's indefinite. It's when it needs to be used, so it can be put in. Second, don't concern yourself with the stairs, because there's a separate regulation that allows the stairs to extend out into the thing as long into the front yard as long as it's not within 5 feet of the property line. And the last thing, to make yourself really easy on this, is that the site plan submitted says 13 feet for the deck. That'd be the easiest thing to go by, because it's the written document, and it's demonstrated on the document at 13 feet. Makes your life simple.
Right. So did you get that? So Jim is basically saying the variance request is to extend 7 feet into the 20-foot front setback, and boom, that is what it is.
No.
There. Any other questions, comments, talk about this?
Colleen, Paul again. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Go back to temporary, since it is an unspecified period of time. What constitutes the end of temporary? Is it passing of the deed? Is it, again, some question about whether the temporary ramp is less temporary than it was before? I mean, temporary can be permanent. I'm not trying to argue the point about the validity of the ramp and usefulness and so forth. But since we're dealing with something innocuous, as temporary, then is there any definition about what temporary could mean in the long term? And how does that work for the next owner, if there is one?
I'll defer again to Jim. He said this was an indeterminate period, but Jim, maybe you could elaborate on property transfer, the impact on property transfer or whatnot, I think is where Paul's getting at here.
So the regulations, correct, which is under Section 11, Handicap Access, Section D, said temporary ramp shall be permitted for a period of 2 years but can be automatically renewed by the zoning enforcement officer, provided the circumstances initially required for the handicap access still exist. When such circumstances ceases to exist, the access will be removed by the end of the permit period or within 60 days of the notice to remove from the zoning officer. Whichever.
So it's it is temporary. It's not temporary slash permanent. So
it could be temporary,
thank you
it could be temporary for some people for 20 years.
Yeah, right. I understand. But it's a two-year.
Colleen, this is Sally. I have another question.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Sally. Paul, are you good with this?
I'm good.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Sally.
Colleen, could you ask Jim to explain again? I must have missed. Now I'm more confused. Exactly, he said that what this is asking for is a 7-foot variance because the porch that was already there is not covered. I don't know. Just give me that story one more time. Just what are we asking for here?
What they are asking for is they're basically going to be shifting their existing step and porch.
Right.
They're going to be shifting it to the right.
Correct.
In so doing, they would like to make the porch deeper so that
right.
it will come in. So that it will come into the front setback by 7 feet. So it will reduce the 20-foot setback to 13 feet.
Got it. But it's already, oh no, it's not. It's not in the setback right now, right?
The porch.
The existing porch.
Yes.
No. Is that correct, Jim? Have you determined that porch, existing porch is not in the setback?
The porch is in the setback. So
the existing porch
is about 5 feet into the setback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Or 3 feet, you know. But it is in the setback. But the easiest way to handle the variance request for its defined line is to say you're allowing them to build a structure 13 feet from the property line where 20 is required. And it's an open deck, and that's how you'd state it. If you want a clear, define, instead of saying 3 or 4 more feet, just say 13 from the property line, if that's what you wish to do.
Right.
It makes it cleaner.
Yeah, I hear you, and we're going to ask you for the same wording when it comes to the motion. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so technically, in the real world, if we were to go out there and measure, we're not increasing this whole porch 7 feet out because it's already 3 feet out. But for wording, for how we're giving permission, we're going to speak to the whole 7 feet. Have I got that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
That's a great way to put it. They're shifting the existing structure.
3 point.
Three feet, eight inches. Shifting it right and pulling it forward.
Got that. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns?
Oh, okay. I'm still sorry, hung up on this. So the existing porch is as it's 2 feet, and then the stairs come out 4 feet.
Now it's 2 feet, 8 inches.
Oh, mine says 2 feet, and then below it goes across 5 feet and 3/8 inches. Okay. One with the red stairs and then...
Okay, what they're doing is adding... They're making a structure that's 7 feet deep off the front of the house.
Okay.
In so doing, they're removing the existing porch, which is also currently in the setback. So they're trading off some nonconformity, although they are also asking for increasing the nonconformity.
Got it.
Well, it says that you're 22 feet from the road, so the existing porch is 2 feet, and the stairs come out from there. So I understand relocating the stairs to reconfigure inside. But I don't understand adding the deck.
Okay. Any other?
Colleen, I just want to make a comment. This is Joyce.
Yes.
Our zoning regulations allow for landings of 4 feet by 4 feet.
Yes.
That's at the top of any stairs now.
Mm-hmm.
That was clarified in the amendments in November.
Yep.
Yes. Which is not a lot of space.
Correct.
Especially if you've got a door, a storm door, and you've got to maneuver around that. That's
correct.
That is not a lot of space. Any other questions, comments?
All right, so this is Sally again. So
okay.
If they were to, you're right, they're to reconfigure because they need entryway into the house and what they've done inside. But if they only have that 4 foot landing at the top of the stairs and they were to put a door there, it's very confining and in some ways probably wouldn't meet ADA standards, I don't think. I don't know. So they're asking to put the porch on the other side and then extend. But let's just start with put the porch on the other side. If they were to do that, then they would be able to get to the slider or the other side, the other part of the house, and have easy access in, or not, I don't know. Yes, in, because there's a 6-foot slider there. Am I right about that?
Yes. They would have more room for maneuverability, and they would have 2 entrances available to them.
Correct. And the maneuverability is the part that matters, because a small 4x4 is hardly maneuverable. In my current circumstance, I'm understanding all of that all of a sudden. So you want to be sure there's enough space for everybody to get around. And I'm going to throw in one. I know it's not a hardship, and I accept that, but... I don't see the porch, but the comment that the owners put down was that it would allow the woman of the house to be outside, sit on the front porch, see neighbors, et cetera. And to some extent, I see that as a hardship, being enclosed in the house versus being able to be outside and interact with other people. So I'm throwing that out as a possibility. All right, I'm done.
Thank you, Sally. Any other questions, comments? And at this point, it's anybody can make a motion to proceed on this.
I move the question. This is Paul.
Would you like to give us a motion, Paul?
Yeah, okay. So in moving the question, I think that's the motion in itself, but then once we move the question, then we will put in the form of a motion what the vote would be. Am I right about that?
Yes. Would you like me to state a motion?
Please.
all right. Well, the motion would be to approve a variance request to create a deck at the front of the house that will extend 7 feet into the current 20-foot setback. The overall length of this porch will be 18 feet. Deck. The overall length of the deck will be 18 feet, 7 feet, in, and with a depth 7 feet into the setback. This is where I need you, Jim, because I make this harder than it needs to be.
Okay. So the way I looked at it is the dimensions is right, but it's a motion to approve the creation of a new deck 13 feet from the front property line where 20 feet is required. The porch is to be an open deck with no additional roof to it. Does that make sense?
That makes great sense. Brooke is furiously scribbling this down. So that would be the motion to approve the construction of a new deck 7 feet into the setback where 20 feet is required. That is the motion.
I second that.
The deck has no walls, and the roof is not extended beyond its current coverage.
Restate the motion, please. For the record.
I know.
I didn't think it was going to be covered at all.
The existing roof stays.
Yeah, it's about 2 feet out.
Yeah, so that stays. It's not going to, they're not going to remove the roof as part of this. The existing roof stays to the extent it is. So the motion would be to, go ahead.
I was going to say, so they're going to have a pole in the middle of their deck holding up the roof.
Or an LVL or, I mean,
okay.
However the construction is going to be. I mean, what's there right now?
Does that matter for this motion?
No.
I can actually comment on that. It's not necessary. The poles are there for decorative.
Right.
They're not holding up the roof line. Okay. The rest of the roof line is the same it has, so it's not being held up.
Okay. With this discussion, let's restate the motion, please.
Okay. So approve the construction of a new deck extending 7 feet into the setback, extending 7 feet into the setback, into the front setback. Wait.
No, I don't think that's
wrong.
Correct.
I did it wrong.
I think you have to do the 13 feet, because if you say 7 feet into the setback, remember the house is 22 feet back.
Right.
So you're adding two more. So say the 13 feet.
Colleen, would you like to have this relieved from your trauma here and let somebody else restate the motion, please?
More than happy to. Joyce seemed to have a better handle. I'm inside out right now.
Yeah.
All right. Here I am. I make a motion that we approve this variance to construct a deck and new stairs in land. Well, we don't have to do the new stairs in land. Within 13 feet of the setback, front setback line at, is that correct?
How about we
where 20 is required.
Restate the motion. Let's have the scribe restate the motion, please.
Jim, just re-say what you keep saying.
It's okay. I'll make this even a little clearer. How about a motion to approve the creation of a new deck 13 feet from the front property line where 20 feet is required. The porch is to be an open porch with no additional roofing, and it is based upon a diagram that was received as part of the application demonstrating that the deck is proposed to be 13 feet from the front property line.
Okay, point of order here from Paul. Did the scribe get that?
Brooke, I think I have to unmute Brooke. Hold on. There we go. All right, Brooke is unmuted. It's your time to shine.
Okay, we're doing laundry, it sounds like.
That's all right. That's
no,
all right, Brooke.
Just came up from a dive.
Oh, Brooke, you're unmuted. Are you available?
Oh.
There she is.
Right. She jumped off the non-conforming pier, I guess. Oh, God.
Can we also...
She's not there. I have her written down. So
go ahead.
Brooke, do you have a motion? Can you read back a motion for us, please?
Hold on one second.
Okay, she's taking off her snorkel. So there we go.
Are we there?
Brooke is living up to her name. She's still in the brook someplace.
No. I'm going to try to write this down really quickly, too. Approve a new deck 13 feet from the front property line where 20 feet is required. Deck to have no walls and no extension of existing roof. Deck to conform to plan submitted with application as of 4/4/2020. Approve a new deck.
That's your motion.
Okay, so here it is. Approve a new deck 13 feet from the front property line where 20 feet is required. Deck to have no walls and no extension of the existing roof. Deck to conform to the plan submitted with the application as of 4/4/2020.
I second that with one comment that the construction will take less time than this vote. So.
Yes. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. So motion is seconded.
Yeah.
So that's the motion. And technically, are we supposed to debate it at this point?
God help us.
I know.
What are we doing with the other proposed part?
This is the extent of the application. This is everything else has been ruled out of scope.
Okay.
We are focusing the motion on the front deck, and that is it. Any other things mentioned in the application are future and will be resubmitted and reviewed as required.
And we don't have to say anything about moving existing stairs. This is Kim.
No.
Are you ready for a vote, Colleen?
I am ready for a vote. So we will, let's go from the top. Sally.
How did I get to the top? I'm still sitting here going, oh my God, I'm so confused about this. I think I'm going to vote in favor of the motion. There's a half supportive comment.
I need a yes.
It's a yes, yeah.
Okay, Paul.
Yes.
Arlene.
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Colleen? Yes. 5-0, the motion passes. This deck can go forward. At this point, I will be submitting a letter. I think I can do this electronically to the Considines. They will then be taking this approval, and they will be somehow recording this with the deed. Brooke has said that they're still doing these kind of transactions. There's a way to do it. There's a safe way to do it, and I will get all the information necessary and share that with the Considine so that this is recorded with the deed appropriately. To that end, I would like to thank everybody for going through this process today. I know it's not normal. I know there's technical challenges. I appreciate everybody's cooperation in getting this done. I hope that you all remain safe and healthy. Wash your hands, wear your masks, and let's hopefully run into each other this summer. To that end,
you too. And are you running for office?
Not now. No, I have learned no.
Yeah, seriously, Colleen, great job in handling this very, very unusual circumstance around this kind of meeting. It's brand new for all of us, and you did a masterful job.
I agree.
Masterful.
Here, here.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gotta
at this
go.
Point,
gotta go.
Motion to adjourn. Adjourn. Second. Any second?
We're out of here.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.